Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Beya, Perek Daled, Mishnah Hey. In our Mishnah, the Tana will continue to discuss melachos that you cannot do on Yom Tov, even though they're Tzarech Echel Nefesh. For example, Ein Shoivrin Es Acheres, we may not break a shard. Cheres is pottery, earthenware. The Ein Choitchin Hanayar. Neither are you permitted to cut a piece of paper. Litzlois by Meliach, even though I needed to roast salted fish on it. When they wanted to roast the small fish, so they would put it on a griddle and would hold the griddle over the fire. The problem is that the hot bars of this griddle would burn the fish. The salted fish cooks very easy. Now I want roasted fish over the fire. I don't want fish that cooked on the hot bar. So what they would do is they would take small pieces of cheres or pieces of paper, soak it in oil. The purpose of soaking it in oil was, before the cheres or the paper would be affected by the fire, the oil would have to burn itself out. Only after the oil burns itself out, and afterwards the cheres and eye would be destroyed, only afterwards would the fish be exposed directly to the hot bar, to the hot iron of this griddle. So this process preserves the fish long enough. It stalls for time before the iron gets that hot, and this way I ensure that the fish is roasted on the fire, not cooked by the hot bar. My problem is I need a cheres or a piece of paper that's the right size, and all I want to do is I want to break off little pieces or cut up little pieces that should fit. It's like the Mishnah can't do it because you're making a keli, and it's usher to make a keli on Yom Tov. So once again, let's touch the words of the Mishnah inside. Ein shoivin es acheres. You're not permitted to break a piece of cheres. You want to break it down to size. For that matter, ein choitchin es hanayor. You can't cut a piece of paper. Litzlis by meliach, to use it in the process of roasting salted fish. Did you ever eat a piece of herring? Herring is salted fish. Sometimes the herring is mamish raw. Because once it gets salted, it almost cooks on its own. It cooks very fast. That's the reason if you want the tam of roasted fish, you have to prevent it from quickly being cooked on the grids of the keli that you're roasting on. Vaitra zakta Mishnah. The ein garfin, you can't rake out tanner, an oven, the kirayim, and a stove. We'll soon explain what type of stove this is. Avol mechapshin, but you can level it. What did the oven look like in the times of the Mishnah? Perhaps you remember from the Masechta Shabbos. It really looked like a big pot that was on the ground. The opening was toward the top, like a top-loading washing machine. They would smear the insides of the oven with a thick kind of a lime. You wanted the walls to be as insulated as possible so that it keeps the heat inside. Then, you know how they would bake? They would take the dough and stick it on the walls. The fire and the wood was underneath, at the floor of the oven. The kira of the stove was made in a similar way, except that instead of taking the dough and sticking it on the walls, they would put the pot on top. It cooked from the outside. Now, what happened over here is that I look into the stove or the oven on Yom Tov and I say, oy vey, this, like, schmear thing, this kind of insulation that I smeared up on the side of the walls or the oven, it collapsed. It fell in. Now it's in my way. I can't bake or cook properly. So I want to rake out this tit or whatever it is. Well, you can't do it on Yom Tov because you're being masakin the keli on Yom Tov. As long as this tiach is there, you can't bake or cook properly. So when you're raking it out, it turns out that you're like creating the oven. Even though you're not mamish making a brand new keli, but even fixing an old keli is asur on Yom Tov. The Batanura points out that this halacha would be consistent with the sheet of the Rabbana, who prohibit machshirei achol nefesh on Yom Tov. Remember what machshirei achol nefesh is? Achol nefesh means actually cooking the food. Machshirei achol nefesh means preparing the keli that I need to cook the food. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, machshirei achol nefesh that could have not been done before Yom Tov could be done on Yom Tov. Now, being that this tiach, this insulation, only fell apart during Yom Tov, I couldn't have done it before Yom Tov. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter. So again, the ein garfen, you can't shovel out tana v'karayim. Literally speaking, there's a kira that has one opening on top, a karayim has two openings on top, but either way, the shaila here is about the insulation that caved in, and you can't rake it out on Yom Tov. Avo batzak the Mishnah mechabshen. Even though it's also to rake out the tiach, this insulation, what you could do is press down the hot ashes of the wood. As the wood burns up, it turns into ashes, and also you have the ashes that kind of fall off to the side here and there. If those ashes touch the bread, it's going to burn the bread. That you can press down. The word mechabshen koivesh means to invade, but it's used in different contexts. Sometimes it's used when we want to explain something is soaking together, kivush. It's like one thing invades the other thing. It takes over the other space. And sometimes we use it in this context where I'm coming into the oven and pressing something down. So you can't rake out the tiach, but you can press down the ashes. Vayter zok the Mishnah, the ein makif in shtei chaviyos lishpois aleihen es hakedera. Now the Tanna is going to discuss some of the halachis of oil aroi, the isser of setting up even a temporary tent. You don't mamish mean a tent, but some type of a enclosure. The term oil means a roof with mechitzas in order to use the area under the roof. It doesn't have to be very big, even if you have an area of a tefach by a tefach. A square tefach, it could constitute oil. And even if it's only a temporary thing, you can't do it on Yom Tov, and even if it's letzarech lechol nefesh, even if I need it for food. So what do I want to do over here? I don't have a stove. I have a fire and I have a pot, but I can't put the pot into the fire. So I have an idea. I'll make a makeshift stove. I'll take two barrels, I'll put one next to the other. I'll have the fire placed in between the two barrels, and I'll put the pot over the fire, and each side of the pot will rest on another barrel. That's the Lashon of Makifin. Really, Makifin comes from the Lashon of Hakafis, to go around and around. In other words, I'm setting it up in such a way that on both sides, I have a barrel, so I can put my pot on it. Let's touch the words. V'ein Makifin shtei chavias. You can't put the two barrels side by side, lishbais aleihen es hakedera, in order to set the pot on it, so it should cook this way. Now, vade, this is only a temporary oil, but you still can't do it on Yom Tov, and even though I need it for food. Just like on Shabbos, Chazal Aser to make an oil aroi, same is true for Yom Tov. Is this an oil? Is this a tent? Yes. Because you have a roof, that's the pot, with the mechitzas, those are the two barrels on the two sides, and you're using the area underneath the roof, in between the two mechitzas for the fire. That would constitute an oil aroi. Now, if you would build a permanent oil, that would be baina. Oil is a talda of baina. But even a temporary oil is aser midrabanan. Vaitrazak the Mishnah. The ein saimchin es hakedera, you can't support a pot bivakas with a piece of wood. Bivakas means a piece of wood that was chopped, a beam that was set aside for fire fuel. So if it was set aside for fire fuel, what's the problem? It shouldn't be muktzah. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Yes, if you set aside the wood for fire fuel, it's not muktzah, if you're using it for fire fuel. But you can't use it for other purposes like supporting the pot. And that's because it doesn't have a shem keli. If something has a shem keli, you can use it for anything. But if it doesn't have a shem keli, it should be muktzah. It's not muktzah because it's set aside from before Yom Tov for a specific purpose. But the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that it could only be used for that purpose. V'chein bedela, same is true for a door. You may note that the girs of the Bat Tenura is v'chein hadelis. And the way we would teach that is, you also cannot use this piece of wood to support a door. And the last halacha in our Mishnah is, v'ein manhigin as a behema, you can't guide or drive a behema b'makel with a stick v'yamtev an yamtev. This has nothing to do with muktzah, and it has nothing to do with making an oil, obviously. But the reason you can't guide a behema on Yom Tov with a stick, even though the stick is not muktzah, is because it looks like you're bringing it off to a far place to sell it over there. When they would have to take a behema over a long distance to the market, they would guide it with a stick. This person is going to say, but I'm not taking it to the market. So we've already discussed the inyan of Maris Ayin. Even if you're not doing anything wrong, you can't do something which gives the appearance that you're doing something wrong. However, the Belozabar of Shimon Matir, the Belozabar of Shimon holds, it's okay to guide the behemoth with a stick. According to the Elazar ben Rav Shimon, this does not necessarily give the appearance that he's taking it to sell it. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We said you can't break off a piece of cheres or cut a piece of paper to use it as a kind of insulation to be placed on top of the griddle when they would roast salted fish. We said you can't rake out an oven or a stove from the tiach, from whatever is smeared on the side. If that kind of crumbles or collapses on Yom Tov, you can't rake it out on Yom Tov. But you could level things down, like the ashes, you can press it down so it doesn't get in the way and burn the bread. We said, ve'ein makifin shtei chavias. You can't put two chavias and two barrels side by side. Place the fire in between and the pot on top, because that's making an oil aroi on Yom Tov. We learned that you can't support a pot with a piece of wood, even though this piece of wood has been prepared for firewood. Being that it's not a keli, it is only considered non-muksa for the purpose that it was prepared for. You can't just say, oh, here's a piece of wood, I prepared it for the fire, you know, let me use it now to support the pot. Doesn't work that way. It's muksa for any other purpose. For that matter, you can't support a door with a piece of wood. And finally, we learned the machlokes in the Mishnah, the Tanakama holds you can't guide a behemoth with a stick because it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace. So it'd be usur because of Maris Ayin. However, the Elazar ben Rav Shimon holds that it does not necessarily give the appearance that you're taking it to be sold.